You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. When you think about gentrification and change happening around the Bay Area, some images that may come to mind are luxury apartments replacing blighted warehouses, or sleek wine bars featuring $15 appetizers moving in next to the 30-year-old hair salon. But when a neighborhood changes, what happens to the art? KALW's Gabriel Greshler takes us to the corner of 24th and Folsom in San Francisco, where a business owner whitewashed a beloved mural and found out just how important a painted wall can be.
In the world of street art, painting over somebody else's work, especially one connected to the local community, is sacrilegious. This past June, Persita Eyes, a veteran muralist group in the Mission District, stumbled upon one of their murals being whitewashed.
I just ran over there as fast as I could. And when I got there, you know, I did see a group kind of gathering on the sidewalk in front of this building on 24th and Folsom.
Around 1 p.m., Laura Waxman, a reporter for Mission Local, had received a text from one of her friends at Persita Eyes.
You have to come to 24th Street, to Folsom. Someone is whitewashing our mural, an artist who's not from our community.
The mural that was being covered up had been there since 2015.
The mural had read at that point, "Our culture is not for sale." I mean, that's very blatant about what's happening in the community. If you know anything about what's happening in the Mission or in the city as a whole, you know, there's gentrification, families are being displaced, low-income residents are being displaced really aggressively.
And what did the property owner want to put up on the wall instead?
He wanted to replace it with something colorful. So he put, I always say it's wrong, mandalas. These are like these like geometric shapes and flowers. And he wanted this artist to paint like bright colors and another message. He wanted it to say, be a good person.
The whitewashing ended up being a 1-2 punch. Community members later learned the new, quote, be a good person message was actually a clothing brand from Denver, Colorado. As the situation developed, it became clear that the property owner hadn't consulted with the community. I wondered, was there a right way, a respectful way, to own and alter property on 24th Street?
Oh, absolutely. And that's something that we're trying to tell folks. You know, the wrong way is to come in, you sit and say you love our community, you love what's here, and then when you're here and you establish, you want to change it.
That's Eric Arguello, the co-founder and president of Calle 24. Calle 24 is a group that is trying to preserve the Latino community within the Mission District. You get the sense that for Eric, murals are really the lifeblood of the neighborhood. In fact, according to a 2016 report by the San Francisco Planning Department, there are 508 murals in the district, which makes it the largest outdoor public gallery in the country. So when the property owner covered up the Persita Eyes artwork, it wasn't only a mural that had disappeared. It was Eric's community disappearing too. We're now at 24th and Folsom and end up walking to the corner where Persita Eyes' mural was covered up. I'm introduced to Jose Ruffridge, one of the restaurant's owners.
Hey, son, how are you?
We end up entering the restaurant. It hasn't opened up yet, but it's going to be called Alma. Now, it's important to understand that Ruffridge and the other owners of the restaurant were not part of the decision to cover up the Persita Eyes mural.
Yeah, well, you know what, man? That was something that we had nothing to do with it.
Ruffridge distanced himself and his partner from the property owner, Ali Rismanchi, when I asked about the incident.
We understand that they took part of the community when they just came in. Again, like Eric said, from Oakland, they don't know nothing about the community, the wall, you know, the people here. They just come and take over. That's not cool. That's disrespectful.
Ruffridge is hopeful, however, that his restaurant's reputation won't be damaged by Rismanchi's missteps.
And I believe in this community. You know, I've been here doing business and just friends and everything, you know, neighbors. I feel very strong, man. It's going to be, we got to be successful. That way we're going to do good and make a difference in the community.
And while that may sound unlikely, in this case, there might be a chance. Ali Rismanchi, the property owner, ended up sitting down to negotiate with Persita Eyes. They decided that the artist who had created the original mural back in 2015 would paint another mural over the one that had been whitewashed. This agreement didn't come easily, though. When I spoke with Rismanchi, he told me that there were some artistic differences at first.
The only issue we had that they wanted to put the exact same mural up, we wanted a different type of mural, you know, maybe different graphics with colors.
But Presita Eyes compiled a book showcasing all of their murals in the Mission District. Rizmanchi looked through it and decided Presita Eyes should be in charge of the new mural's design.
I just, after going through that book, I realized the mural we were putting up, Be a Good Person, didn't even blend in.
And he realized it went further than not just blending in.
I think the majority of the murals in the neighborhood, they're stories, you know? Ours didn't have a story.
Rizmanchi has big hopes for the new mural going up. According to Presita Eyes, some of the youth that created the 2015 mural will be working on the new one. They plan on using a design inspired from Loteria, a Spanish bingo card game, except each card will be based on mission culture.
Yeah, I'm a fan of stories, so I think I'm hoping that we get a story up there on our wall too.
In San Francisco, with assistance from Laura Waxman, I'm Gabriel Greshler for Cross Currents.